Hey guys, it's Baby Lear.
I just finished recording my first audio and I'm still laughing so hard about the end because, oh my god. Anyway, story for another day. I decided to do Southern Belle's Hilariously PG questionnaire. There's 12 questions and I'm gonna answer them all. Hopefully, maybe, yes. Okay, number one. What was the last song you listened to that made you want to dance? I don't really... Pretty much any song I listen to makes me just want to, like, party by myself. But I try to avoid that at all costs because usually when I do end up dancing, like, one of my older brothers or something walks in on me and they're like, "What the hell are you doing?" And I'm just like, nothing, what? Yeah. I just like, I like dabbing. Dabbing to music. I'm kidding. Or sort of kidding, anyways, you know. Whippin' nay nay, my friends. Ooh, I need to stop immediately. Alright, number two. What is something you have given a lot of thought to lately? Well, I've been having serious nerves over recording my first audio, so much so that I've asked a friend of mine to edit it together for me because I don't want to hear my voice. And is that my little... Oh my god. My little brother's on Xbox, so if he's yelling, that's probably him. But yeah, I've just been giving a lot of thought to some stuff I want to do on GWA and just what kind of scripts I'm gonna fill, if any, and yeah, just that kind of stuff. Number three, if you could change one law in your country, which would you change? Well, in the great old US of A, I mean, besides just deregulating businesses, that's about it, honestly, because, you know, I can't work 30 hours a week unless I need a force my employer to pay me health care, so yeah, I'm not gonna get into politics. Number four, if you could have anything appear in your pocket right now, what would it be? A fat stack of cash, because then I could buy my new PC, and I could get a mic, and also the underwear I was looking at earlier that was $40. Number five, what are your favorite smells? I really like the smell of cinnamon rolls, and new car smell, and smell of freshly made popcorn, and cookies. Cookies, that's a good smell. I also like smelling, like, some people, like, I hope that doesn't sound creepy, but some people just have, like, a really comfortable scent, and you just want to smell them, and it's like, yeah, alright, number six, do you curse a lot? Yeah, I mean, I would freely curse for you right now, but I feel like that'll destroy my persona of being this cute Japanese emoticon-using girl, so I'm not going to, but I do want to. Seven, last song, movie, book you listened to, watched, read that made you cry. I actually listened, no, I didn't listen. Well, yeah, I did listen. I listened to a Korean ballad song. I forgot what it was called, but the English lyrics kind of just made me like, and then I got depressed, and it was quite a time, you know, had that time where you just eat a bunch of ice cream and hate yourself a little bit too much. Number eight, if you could sit three people down from history and have dinner with them, who would it be and why? Depends on what history we're referring to, because it could be GWA history, which in that case, it'd be Coffee Bean, Coffee Bean, and Coffee Bean, and it could actually be actual history. In that case, it would, yeah, it'd still be Coffee Bean, yeah. No, but seriously, what defines history? I mean, I know what okay, you know what, let's just go to the next question before I make myself sound stupid. Number nine, what is a topic that gets you fired up, no matter what time of day/night? Well, quite obviously, politics. But I try to stay out of that online because I don't really want to be attacked. So I just kind of leave it there and dust it to the side. Number 10. What was the last thing that you put on and thought, damn, I look sexy AF? I don't know. Like, I have this really cute pair of black panties that I really like, but I only wear them on, like, special occasions, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I mean, like, 2 days ago. Wait, was it yesterday? Nah, it was, like, 2 days ago or something. Number 11. Are you young at heart or an old soul? People always tell me that I sound and act more mature than how old I actually am, and I take it as a compliment. And, you know, I've, like, seen some shit, so I'm probably gonna lean towards old soul. I mean, I don't even like going outside. Like, come on, man. Okay, number 12, last question. Describe your perfect date to me right now at this moment, and if you fantasize about your GWA crush, I won't judge. Well, I don't really have a perfect date idea, but I remember seeing someone say something about just, like, meeting up and, like, touring around the city and, like, going to get some food and then watching TV together and just hanging out and just being like, yay, it'll be all cute and stuff, and maybe it'll get however it gets, but, you know, just without the sexual stuff, like, it could just be, like, a casual hangout and it'd be, like, really nice. Coffee Bean, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Okay, this has been 7 minutes with Baby Lear and her squeaky chair, and also Southern Belle's hilariously PG questionnaire. Thank you for listening to my rambling again. All right. Thank you for listening. I already said that. Nice. Okay, I'm just gonna stop this now. All right. Thank you. Bye.